Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
As a woman entrepreneur, you know that every connection counts, whether it's with your customers, your team, or your community. Spectrum Business is here to help you build those connections stronger and faster. Imagine running your business with fast, reliable, fiber-powered internet so you can stay connected to customers, employees, and vendors without having to worry. We know flexibility matters. That's why select Spectrum Business packages come with a 3-year price guarantee, so you can focus on running your business. Plus, enjoy savings on internet, phone, TV, and mobile services when you bundle, all with a 30-day money-back guarantee and no long-term contracts. With Spectrum Business, you get more than just internet. You get support with 100% U.S.-based customer service, real people who understand small business, ready 24/7 to help you stay up and running. Join millions of business owners like you across America who trust Spectrum Business for reliability, speed, and support. Visit spectrum.com/business today to get started. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Talk New York sports on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Level of Force, BT and Sal, Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata Show. All right, so we had a couple of dances with our next guest last year. It went well. Speaking of well, this guy, you see the way he dresses on game day, this dude?
I have not seen it. Oh, I've heard about it, though.
Through the roof. Mm. Style. Mm. Jonathan Casillas, he is a big part of the Giants broadcast team again here on The Fan. Pre and post game, BT and Sal. Jonathan, what's going on, buddy? Welcome back.
What's up, fellas? How you doing?
We're good, man. It is nice to have you. Appreciate you jumping in. So, kind of a very broad, early jump into the pool to get the conversation going. And it's something Sal and I just kicked around. A lot of things we want to run by you. But big picture, mid-ish season when the Giants get rolling a little bit here. What's their identity, do you think, this year, Jonathan?
Well, I think their identity has to be similar to what they did in 2022, given that they still have the same quarterback there. You know, I think they got to have a really strong run game. I also think, unlike 2022, where they just kind of got the ball down the field with the legs of Daniel Jones, I think Daniel Jones has to throw that ball down the field. I think not only for the Giants, but for his career, you know, and they have the weapons to do it. They shored up the offensive line. I think Carmen Brasillo was a huge hire for them and to, like, you know, get that offensive line together, because we all know, as fans of the New York Giants, it's been a long time since we've seen a consistent stable at the offensive line. So I think the tools are there. The identity has to be run the football, throw the ball down the field with play action pads. I think that has to be it with a tenacious defense. And they also built that up as well, getting Burns and bringing in some other pieces as well.
All right, so I'm with you on stretching the defense a little bit here, but if you go back to the success, which you think the Giants need to try to mirror from 2022, which I get, most of that success was obviously Saquon, who's gone, and that's obviously a different conversation, but Daniel Jones tuck the football, then running. And I understood it like they inherited Daniel Jones, and I can't prove this, but I really strongly believe that they didn't even really want to retain him, but the playoff road win against Minnesota, they kind of had to. So this is going to sound callous, but, you know, hey, let's run this guy. And God forbid if he gets hurt, it's, you know, not that we want him to get hurt, but he's not going to be around for a long time. With that knee injury, how much is Daniel Jones even running this year? And if he's not running, who's Daniel Jones?
Oh, I hear you. I hear you. And I'm on the same page with you in terms of, you know, this staff coming in and basically not truly believing in Daniel Jones. That's why they didn't do the 5-year deal. And then Daniel forced their hand. You know, it was hard for them kind of to go elsewhere when he won the Giants' first playoff game in 10 years. You know, and they actually looked like a good team at year's end. And it was really hard to go away from him. And I think they did the right move with the contract that they gave him. Some people speculated that they overpaid him. But, I mean, we all know the going rate for a top-tier quarterback. And Daniel Jones didn't get that. He was kind of underneath or in the middle of the ballpark, which I think he deserved because it's all about timing. And, you know, the timing was advantageous for him to play as well as he did. And look, I love Daniel Jones. I think he has the character, the intangibles to be a quarterback in New York, because for some reason, guys, it's very hard to play quarterback in New York. Not too many people has had success. We're talking about Eli Manning. We're talking about Joe Montana. Name another Jets quarterback that had success for an extended period of time.
Well, don't forget about our boy Boomer Esiason there, Casillas. Yeah. I mean, Shade Boomer.
I mean, we got Boomer. I was just naming one from each. I was sorry. I was just naming one from each.
Yeah, Manning, Namath, and Boomer.
And Phil.
Yeah. Well, of course.
That's it's a short list, though, that was born. Keep going. Yep.
Right. But that was it. It's really hard to play. I think he has the characteristics, and what he showed in 2022 was a glimpse. And guys, I'm really hoping, because I'm a fan of the Giants. I love the organization. I love being in the building. I do a lot of work for them in the community, and everybody's a lot happier when they're winning games.
Yeah.
And I get a lot more gigs when we're winning games.
Right.
So it's not just for the team. It's for myself selfishly. I want Daniel Jones to do well.
Well, that's great, Jonathan. Me too. The problem is you also have to deal in reality, which I know you do. And going into year six, I wanted to believe in Daniel Jones. I did a year ago after he took them to the postseason. I'm like, okay, well, you know, last year I thought was going to be that next step where they start to open things up, and he adds throwing the football along with the success that he had protecting and running the football. Are we supposed to just ignore what happened last year, throw it out because of the injuries, for whatever reason, you throw last year out, and then say, okay, this year, year three under Shane and Dable, is supposed to be a continuation of what happened the first year, whether it's the team success or Daniel Jones specifically?
Well, if I got to give you guys any advice on what to expect, just turn those expectations way down, because I was a victim of that last year, given that they went to the playoffs. I was around Sterling Shepard because he's my guy, one of the guys I play with, and he wasn't even playing in 2022, but I saw the locker room, and I'm like, oh, man, they can do something. You know, for years on out, you know, young quarterback, they just, you know what I mean? Like, it's making sense. And then 2023 happened, Sunday Night Football, Dallas versus the Giants at MetLife, nasty rainy day. A lot of fans were there at the beginning of the game, and a lot of Dallas fans were there at the end of the game. And that broke my heart, guys. And I was a little distraught from it. And I was like, you know what? Why am I upset? Like, I was on the field. I was not. But I was like, let's just temper the expectations, guys. Let's temper it. Let's understand what happened last year. I don't think you could hold it totally against one person, as in Daniel Jones. I think, you know, collectively as a unit, they had a bad string of injuries, of course. Andrew Thomas being the best player on the offense, get knocked out really early. And then a slew of injuries happened, three quarterbacks playing. Mm-hmm. A lot of stuff was happening last year. They didn't play good situation in football, which I think needs to be probably mentioned either second or just at the top of the list with what happened last year, because in 2022, that was the number one thing they did. Situation of football was the highest performing statistic that you can measure for the 2022 Giants. It was efficiency, and situation of performance, and they didn't do that last year. This year, they have the tools, but it's all about how they perform, guys. And I want to say that they're going to have a good year, but I don't know. They can have a really bad year.
They could.
But I hope they do, because like I said, it makes sense for me too, guys. And that'll make you guys happier as well. You guys don't got to come cursing me out every week.
Hey, listen, man. You're not alone. Now, we might not be making money off the Giants' success like you, maybe getting some paid appearances, but it makes our job a lot more fun. That's for damn sure. We're talking to Jonathan Casillas. He's part of the Giants broadcast team. He's back, and he's back with us here. BT and Sound on the Fan. All right. So we talk about Daniel Jones, and we talk about some of the other components of the team, situational stuff. I want to get to the head coach. First of all, let me just say it right away. I really like Dable. I believe in Brian Dable. And hot seat is ridiculous. But I also, to say that, but I do think that some people are missing the mark with Dable. Let me just give you some facts. They, after a great start, I guess this includes Shane to an extent, but I'm going to focus on Dable. After a 6-1 start in 2022, he's 9-17-1 as the head coach of the Giants. All right, some injury circumstances, gotcha. The whole mess with Wink, so he got rid of him, and rightfully so, but now you have a new DC. There was other unrest with the coaching ranks. He is now assuming the play-calling duties. Let's face it. There is, or there should be, a lot of pressure on Dable. I believe that. Not everybody agrees with me. What do you think?
Not all electric vehicles are designed the same. Toyota Electric is built to work for you. Grounded in years of proven engineering, it feels intuitive from the start. The Toyota BZ for smooth, everyday driving. The BZ Woodland for all-terrain capability. The all-new CHR for an instant, responsive drive. It's not just electric, it's Toyota Electric. We make it easy. Toyota, let's go places.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like he's putting it on himself. I feel like he's kind of doing that to himself, you know, stepping into that play calling role. And it's like the offense was a huge question mark for the Giants coming into this offseason and coming into this season. And I feel like he's kind of putting this, you know, stamp on it, like, hey, guys, like, I'm going to be responsible for how this offense looks. And I got to commend him for that. I don't think it's admirable that he's doing that, but he has to perform. You know, the Giants' offense has to be better. The Giants' offense has to be vertical. They have to get the ball downfield. Guys, I've watched Neighbors at practice. He's something special.
Yep.
He is a special individual. I mean, he's a lot bigger than you think. His legs are solid. He's almost built like a running back, but he plays wide receiver. He moves maybe just a tick underneath what I saw from the dynamic of Odell Beckham Jr. when I was just like, who is this kid when I first got to New York? He's a little bit like a tick under him, but I think the way he's built, that he's going to be durable, and he will be there for you, but you got to throw him the ball. Jalin Hyatt is a great deep threat, right? 5 touchdowns against Alabama. Everybody was like, oh, he can only run route. Guys, if you only run one route and nobody can cover it, throw the damn route. The dude only had like 30 targets last year. You got to throw the ball, and you have to throw the ball down the field. That is the way that Daboll would, you know, have some success, that he won't be on the hot seat, and the Giants will actually do something in a very tough and competitive division.
You know, Jonathan, I think this team can be a very good defensive team. They got all the pieces in place. Love the addition of Burns. I think it could be their identity, as a matter of fact, if everything goes according to plan. Do you think there's more, another level to Kayvon Thibodeau's game? I feel like he hasn't lived up to the expectations yet. Obviously, the sack numbers were very good last year. Is there another level that we could see Kayvon Thibodeau get to this year?
I hope so. When you bring in a guy like Brian Burns, who, you know, if he gets off to a hot start throughout the year, the attention has to be focused on him during the pass downs. But you can't forget that you have one of the best, if not the best, interior defensive linemen in the league that you have to also monitor. So who kind of gets lost in the shuffle? It'll be Kayvon. And then you even have a guy like Ojulari who, if you, you know, take away his games that he was injured and, you know, his performance last year, the guy has been one of the most productive pass rushers in the league. And he hasn't performed that much, so that's why we can't really talk about him. But the combination of all those things and the potential is to be special. But they have to do it, guys. Like, Shane Bowen's bringing in a new defense. They're not going to be blitzing as much. So quarterbacks might have a little false sense of security and hold on to the ball a little bit. Those double teams, they may not happen all the time. Those single team blocks may not happen all the time. But when they do, the guys have to win. Kayvon has to win. I think he can improve on the numbers he had last year, be more consistent, maybe take the playing time down and have him a little more fresher on passing downs. I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. I'm not the GM. I think Joe Shane does a great job. I think Daboll is going to do a good job in getting these guys, but they have to perform. That's what it all comes down to.
Are you in the consensus? It seems like everybody's like, oh, well, the clear weakness of this Giants team is their secondary. I love Deontay Banks. I know there's obviously more than just one player that you want to have a successful secondary. Are you as concerned as it seems the consensus is about the Giants secondary?
Yeah, I'm concerned. I'm very concerned. And I think, you know, bringing in Adoree Jackson, it wasn't just for him as the corner that can play on the field, but the corner that can be in the classroom, the guy that can help them in the locker room. The guy that they can see embody that, you know, short-term mentality when you have a bad play happen against you. I saw that from Banks last year as a young rookie. I think he had an up-and-down year, but you saw the potential. Flott needs to be healthy. I think he can play, but I don't remember him playing because he's always hurt. And then, guys, Drew Phillips, I was at that Detroit Lions practice, right, and they were like hell of fights. And I'm sitting there trying to look at the offensive, defensive side that's playing, and then I'm looking at the other side of the field. Yo, Drew Phillips was not taking any crap from nobody. I swear he had it out for Amon-Ra St. Brown. They got into like 3 fights on their own. And it was him initiating it. And I was like, all right, who is, you know what I mean? Like, this kid,
yeah.
I like the fight that they showed. I like that because sometimes last year I was looking like, where's the fight? Where is the fight from this team?
Yeah.
And I saw in training camp, and look, we don't know, we know what happened in training camp. It's just training camp. Preseason is whatever. But I saw some good indications of you have a team that's going to fight to the end, and hopefully that shows up. Because look, last year, it was so many games that were just uncompetitive, and MetLife was dead. And then they brought in a guy named Tommy DeVito, and Tommy DeVito brought some life into that stadium because it was bad last year, guys. And I, if they get off to any type of start like they did last year, I might have to be on twice a week.
Boy, Tommy Cutlet's getting a little pop here from Casillas. You think he's going to play a little this year?
I hope not, because that means Daniel Jones hasn't performed or he's out. And if Tommy's in, it'll be great. Look, I always try to mention Tommy. He's a Jersey guy. And he's living the dream, fellas. The guy, if you look at him, he don't look like an NFL quarterback. He looks like a water boy. He looks like he could maybe kick the football for the Giants. But he's living the dream. He doesn't even have the measurables, the arm strength. But he did it. He beat Green Bay Monday night. I love the kid. I love what he stands for. I love his moxie. I met his agent at the first preseason game, and he's awesome.
Yeah, he's so awesome. Yeah.
I hope he doesn't play, but if he does, you know, I hope he still has that same type of moxie. Watching him this preseason, guys, Daboll said that last year he had to get him lined up. Now, not even, 12 months later, Tommy DeVito has to get some of these guys lined up. I'm like, what a year, a difference that a year makes, right? But what I want to see from the Giants, I want to see that fight that I saw from their young rookie, Drew Phillips. I want to see that all year. I don't care if they lose games, but you can't be getting blown out. You have to defend your home turf and put some respect in this division. Get some respect in your name in this division.
That's what I'm saying. You can't get mopped every time you play Philly and Dallas. Got to wrap it up here. But I want to at least ask you something specific to Sunday's matchup with the Vikings. Jonathan Casillas, by the way, with us here. BT and Sal, Giants pre- and post-game host, and I think he'll be joining us a lot this year. So the matchup, and maybe you have to educate me. I think you got to educate Sal with Sam Darnold. Like,
yeah, Sam
he's talking
Darnold.
About Sam Darnold. He's about Sam Darnold like he's, Zach Wilson or Dave Brown. Yeah. I know it's about Justin Jefferson, and I know the Vikings' defense is not that good. I believe if the Giants aren't careful, that Darnold's at least competent enough to make you pay. Am I wrong?
No, you're right. You're right. I mean, you look at the weapons that they have on offense. You got the best receiver in the league. You got a young, I think, very talented rookie in Jordan Addison. And Aaron Jones. Aaron Jones is a I saw Bobby Okereke in the locker room yesterday. I said he's a lot faster and a lot stronger than you think. I've watched him play for several years. I watched him abuse the Giants a few years ago. And he was like, oh, I know. He's like, he's the real deal. They have a pretty good offense that if their defense is struggling, I think with Sam Darnold, if he makes smart decisions with those receivers and just get those guys the ball similar to Daniel Jones, the offense would be able to keep up with some teams. So the Giants have a tall task in front of them. If Sam Darnold's okay and he's getting that ball out to those receivers, they'll make him look a lot better because they're those type of guys.
Yep.
The Justin Jefferson catches everything. And he turns a small play into a long play. He does that on a consistent basis. So I'm very concerned when it comes to, the Giants matching up with the Vikings, because if they get off to a slow start against this team that has Aaron Jones, I think they have no problem getting the ball out of Sam Darnold's hands and giving the ball to Aaron Jones and seeing what he can do for three or four quarters.
Two picks minimum. Giants will pick Darnold off twice. I mean, Jonathan, come on. We're going to be worried about Sam Darnold week one here? This is Big Blue, MetLife Stadium. You can't be worried about Sam Darnold coming in. Make him see some ghosts again. He's familiar with that in the area. Come on.
Absolutely. Make him see some ghosts. And they got the guys to do it. Listen, Burns is a stud. He is a stud. I watched him in preseason, too. Such a good dude. Got a chance to speak to him. I think they'll be able to cause some problems. The secondary has to hold up. They can't be mad if Justin Jefferson goes for a big number because he might, because he's that damn talented. And they got to make sure they do situational football and win at the end. Let's fight the whole game. Guys, don't get me hyped. I got a couple days, all right, guys?
Yeah. Hey, Give us a score. We got to go, but give us a score. Give us something to write down and circle back to.
I think this is a huge game for the Giants. You know, they got the Commanders the following week. They have to win this game. I don't want to call anything a must-win, but they need to start fast, you know, and this is a great opportunity for them. I think they can get over the 24 mark.
Okay.
I'm going to say, let's call it 24. Let's call it 24-21.
Okay, there you go. That'll be nice.
I'm going for the Giants. I think, you know, I think they have, you know, the roster on paper to have a fairly successful year. And I say fairly successful. I'm not saying playoffs. I'm just saying better than last year. A lot better than last year. Because last year was very hard to watch.
Yes, it was. Hey, man, listen, it's been a little bit. Great to have you back on the show. Hopefully we're going to do this a lot throughout the season. Have an awesome first broadcast here on The Fan, both the pre- and the post-game show, and, you know, taking calls and doing it with Schmelk and everything. Good stuff, Jonathan. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks, fellas. Talk to you soon.
Yeah. We like him. He's a BT and Sal guy.
What a good dude.
Fits right in with us.
He speaks his mind. I love it.
That's why he fits right in.
I was not aware that he was a Jersey guy.
Yeah, dude.
Maybe we celebrate along the way here a little Giants or, I mean, I know you Jets, but like, you know, Casillas Giants, celebrate a little Giants dinner at the Royal Steakhouse.
And by the way, you know, his boy, it's not too far, Cedar Grove. It's Panther stand up. That's where he's from. So Cedar, I know you're new to Jersey.
Yeah.
Cedar Grove is not far from me,
right?
Which means it's not far from you,
right?
Which means it's not far from Rails.
Ah, okay.
So maybe it's me and you, Casillas, and Cutlets.
All right.
We think.
I'm in for that.
That's fun.
I'll call Frank now. Get it set up. What are you kidding me?
I think you get a couple of the drinks in Casillas. He's even better. This guy. I want to hang out with this guy.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, let's do it.
I know. That's good stuff.
Are you really buying a car online on AutoTrader right now?
Really?
At a playground?
Yeah, really. Look at these listings from dealers.
Wow, your search can really get that specific.
Really?
And you just put in your info and boom, car's in your budget.
Mom needs a second, honey.
You can really have it delivered?
Really, or I can pick it up at the dealership.
Mom! One sec, sweetie.
Mommy's buying a car.
Mommy, look!
I think your kid is walking up the slide.
Kyle, again? Really?
AutoTrader. Buy your car online. Really? Really?